Oh, there we are.
Sup, big man?
Alright, hold on. Let me go. Oh, by the way, it's recording.
Yeah, should I leave the party? Because I could hear double your audio.
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Anyway, background music, please.
Background music.
Hold up. How do I, like... Okay.
Like, welcome to, like, the first podcast of the boys.
First ever podcast. My first ever podcast, really.
My first podcast.
Special too, guest, me, because I'm beautiful.
Yeah. You're right.
The main entertainment, me, because... No, I'm kidding. Beautiful. No, I'm joking. Anyway, what's up, big man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm vibing. That's trying to figure out what I can do in Minecraft. Just storming ideas and shit.
Well, yes, everyone. This is a podcast where we just talk and while we're playing video games because we got nothing better to do right now.
Really, we're just sharing our thoughts. Yeah. Honestly.
So, most, like, the topic I wanted to get into right now was Rainbow Six Siege.
Rainbow Six.
Yes, cool. A beloved game that, you know...
Okay, now you just sound like a pretentious... Fuck. Stop. You sound pretentious.
Hey. You're probably right.
You know what pretentious means, right?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Pretentious
it?
Means like
9:50, all right? I don't...
It's like... It's like you, like, over-exaggerate on words, sound fancy for no reason.
It's 9:50,
like, let's
man.
Say you see the color orange and then you call it blood orange. Anyway, let me stop ridiculing you.
but
we're talking about Siege.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you feel, like, how you think about the new season so far?
Honestly, the same as every other season. There's nothing really new. This season is pretty long, though. I remember Grim Sky being super short.
I barely remember that. I remember Phantom Sight being really long, man.
Phantom Sight and Grim Sky were the longest ones, honestly. Oh, and White Noise.
I heard about that.
White Noise. I started playing Siege at White Noise. Where Ella came out and Vigil?
No, I think it's... Wait.
No, it was Vigil and Dokkaebi, and then somebody else. I forgot who it was.
Ella did come out with them.
Yeah, Ella came out with Vigil and Dokkaebi. That's weird. Three ops.
They've done it before, man. It's crazy.
I want that to happen again, honestly, because lately it's been like two ops every season. And three ops would like up in their variety.
Yes. Aren't they like, what's it called?
They're trying to make like 100 characters for 100
characters?
Siege.
Then you know what that means, right? Like 100 characters, you gotta like up like the time to pick your characters.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be so annoying, though. I mean, the wait is gonna be annoying, but once you choose, it's gonna be hard to navigate. Imagine navigating through all those people.
No, I think they're gonna make it bigger, or they're gonna
hopefully
have
yeah,
or they're gonna have shortcuts. I don't because
they're definitely gonna have shortcuts.
Because remember, guys, what's it called? There's not that much special ops in the. There's not a lot of special ops, so if they do, they're gonna like either reuse the same special ops, or they're just gonna go with how is it? Yeah, they're going to reuse some of the special ops, or they're going to be like, hey, yeah, we're going to have to use this, and then, you know, dip out later.
I'm not catching your drift.
Yes, I'm not either, all right?
You didn't even know what you're saying.
I'm so, like, yo, my head hurts so bad.
Yeah, it wasn't a good idea to record a podcast with a migraine. Let alone play video games.
Well, like, you know, I'm just a
not
stupid
a good
teen.
Idea.
I'm just a stupid teen.
It's not that you're a stupid teen. It's just that you got nothing else to do.
And plus, I really don't want to go to sleep because I know school's right around the corner.
Imagine, bro. Mood, honestly, though. I don't want to go to this place. I'm just trying to get that. Well, anyway, that's beside the point. We were talking about Siege, so...
Yeah, Rainbow. There is some character...
If bad comes to worse, we're probably going to cut the number from 100 to, like, a few characters. Like, 80 or something. 40 each defending and, like, attack.
Probably. But also remember that, like, Siege is a game where, like, they always put out things that, like, you know, how do I say it? Siege is a game where it always puts out things that, like, we don't expect.
Honestly, though.
It's the game's constantly getting, like, changed.
It's good that it's being updated a lot.
Yeah, I had a friend complain that they, I don't know, I haven't noticed, I've seen it, and I've noticed it, but shield operators are, like, getting, like, really nerfed.
Mm-hmm. There's gonna be a point where basically no one's gonna play them anymore.
There's gonna be a point where, like, you could, like, shoot at the shield and they'll die instantly. Like, that's where it's basically getting that.
I mean, at least it's not annoying anymore. No, but hopefully they don't do that, because that will literally, like, they're not going to do that. That's the thing, which is good, because that'll make the game broken.
If they do, it feels like, you know, I don't know, with Ubisoft, it feels like they didn't want shield ops in the game in the first place.
I mean, if they have Blitz and Montang as one of the first operators, they obviously wanted shield ops in the game.
Yeah, but now with, like, the glitches, quote-unquote glitches, which I find cool. Nah.
Glitches? Yeah, I do not know anything.
There's, like, a bunch of glitches, my bad, where, like, Blitz would get killed, like, with one shot. On his shield.
Well, that's something for Ubisoft to fix. I don't even play any shield operators, which is good. But honestly, I just hope they don't run out of ideas.
They won't.
Because what else can you add to the game? They basically added everything and more from, like, SWAT technology, from military technology.
But that's what I'm saying. See, you can't really add another, like... They're gonna add more guns, first of all, because lately, the past two, this season, Ember Rise and Phantom Sight, they've only used, they only reused guns, which people were mad about, which I don't understand why. You know, they're trying to get 100 ops, not run out of guns, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that's one thing that people really got mad about. And I was like, hey, it's not a big deal, you know?
I just hope they don't add anything too serious of a gun. Like, what if they add an RPG to one of the operator's arsenal? He could basically just run up to anyone and bomb them.
Basically. You're actually right about
that. That would be cool, but that would break the game.
It really would.
Yeah.
It actually would.
This is not even. Unless if you're trying to do something with it.
Oh,
okay. Sense. Just giving you pointers.
Yeah, I know what I was going to do with it.
Anyway, so yeah. Oh, you're doing that.
But I don't know. I feel like they won't do that to us. I don't have a feeling that they would. In first place. Second place, I feel like they have something big in storage. Like, I loved that they gave us unranked, first of all, because, like, I could, you know, warm up in a ranked setting without losing MR or my rank. And that's just a great idea, first of all. It was, to me, a great idea. But one thing that they did miss out is putting all the events back in, like, a playlist, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Siege was, like, the siege events, that's like something to die for, basically. Like,
no, they're fun, honestly. Yeah. It's something different, obviously, but I don't know. I'm trying to get my train of thought together. Hold up. It is honestly something different, and I hope they don't run out of ideas. I really do hope they do something for Halloween, because they haven't done anything for Halloween, I think, other than skins. Now, that brings me to my other point. Skins and customization. That's something Siege lacks very badly in.
Yes.
It lacks in customization, and it costs too much to customize, which is what I would want fixed in Siege.
I feel like
lower the prices for the customizables and make it more customizable, because no one's going to buy it. Like, everyone I know saves up money for operators. No customizable.
Yes, I do. I'm even one of them. My recent operator, Ella, I was saving up so much, which brings me to a point right now where it's like, I don't know. I feel like the operators too much, you know what I mean? Like, they cost a little bit too much. But I understand why, because it puts you on that grind, but like, how do I say it?
It keeps you in the game. Like, I'm okay-ish with the operator prices, but the customizable prices.
That's a big problem there. Yes, you're right. But what I mean by operator prices is, like, you have, like, year... Ella's, like, what? Like, year two? Year three?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why she needs to cost, like, 20,000 renown. Like...
Over time, the prices do go down, though.
Yeah,
when new operators come.
Yes, they do, but, like, I don't know, that's still, like, a pain to me, because, like, it's, like, they make you, like, play so much, and it's, like, either you play so much that, like, you get mad and you break something, if you have anger issues, or you play so much that, like, you get so bored of the game, and then when you buy the new character, you know, you just wasted all that time, and that money just for a character that you thought you would love, but you didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That could bring up some pointers in the sense that the price should be lowered, but at the same time, I don't really have a problem with it too much. I get where you're going at, but
Hello? I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what he was going to say. But, you know. But I can see what he means. Hello?